stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got a whole crew here, like, big-time crew. It's going to take too long to say who's here, but...
Everyone's here.
Everyone's here, yes.
That's important.
But all is time. What I want to know is what was going through your head, Novak? Fucked a rehab four last night, which is real bad. That's like a two in real life.
Brandon Novak?
Yeah.
Long time no fucking see.
Yeah. Back on air, guys. Clean myself up. I'm back in action.
Cleaning yourself up? You were just with a 220-pound woman last night.
It was either that or hang with a fucking dick farm. What would you do?
You're also covered in piss, so you're not cleaned up.
I just have a little power nap, and I get pissed on in my ear by Ben himself.
Is a rehab four like a Chichester six?
Nah. I'd say rehab four probably like a Chichester three.
Dude, you were like so drunk that you...
I don't even know her name still.
Dude, you married her last night.
You had me marry you to her, dude.
Dude, I was so fucking shit-faced.
Reverend Mohawk married them last night, and he didn't even know her fucking name.
And then I
remember her name because her name is Jess. That's her name, so I remember.
And then I had to take her to fucking DK Diner this morning for breakfast, that fat hog.
The Dick Diner?
I get her up in the room. She's like, let's get a share. I'm like, all right, cool. I already got one. I really don't feel like it, but I'll do it.
At least she was smart enough to clean you up.
So... we get in the shower and she starts trying to fuck me, and I'm like, I am not producing a baby with this minger. No way in hell. So
can't get AIDS twice, Mohawk.
It's the only time I've ever seen him speechless.
You know, I know how I'm clean because all the girls I've been with always get tested, so I know that I'm clean.
They always do.
How do you know for a fact?
Well, I know Mandy just got tested like 3 weeks ago, and they said if there was any problem.
And she only has like four things.
She has nothing.
She only has like four things.
Now the bitch don't even have it.
So what's the big deal, Bane?
So anyways, I'm so fucking shit-faced, and I haven't been up here in a while, and I don't know any of the girls I used to fuck, don't recognize any bartenders, so I'm like, I'm just going to get anything. I mean, I'd fuck Mama at that point last night. This fucking 240 plus comes up and I just pull her right over and sits on my lap. Get so shit faced upstairs.
240 plus.
Weight size.
That's huge.
And you're putting your finger to your head. You're taking photos with her, and you're putting your finger to your head like you want to blow your head off like it's a gun. And she like looks over and totally catches you doing that. Like she knew that you were just like gonna take whatever, and she was just gonna do it anyway.
She tried to take me back to her house in Malvern today to hang out with her and her 3-year-old.
Oh my god.
So anyways, I fucking ended up eating her fat ass out. My tongue was up with her ass, dude.
Where at?
In the Tom Selleck room.
Tom Selleck room?
Yeah.
Novak went to Salad Works big time.
Where'd you come
at? Isn't that your old bedroom?
I wore a condom.
You did for once.
Dude, I'm not. You think I'm going to get a bitch like that pregnant? Fuck, man. My kid would look like Chunk.
Chunk. you'd have a Goonie.
Funniest part was, though, is the two girls that she was with, like, she could totally... The two girls could totally see you just, like... busting on her so bad, like, oh god, what am I doing? Like, and you didn't even know that they could totally hear it.
If anyone would have walked in here last night, you would have thought you walked into an insane asylum. I'm running fucking transvestite, unsure of what he wants to be, whether a weed smoker.
Lotus over here.
Yeah, Lotus.
He skates and he's also a filmer. And
he wants to be a
and
cop.
And he's playing fucking Rob Thomas last night. He was serenading Novak with Rob Thomas, and Novak's so fucking fed up that he's running around with a sword, stabbing his guitar with the sword.
Dude, that's not just
and,
a sword.
And Lotus was so drunk, he thought the guitar was Chad.
Yeah, he thought I was stabbing your guitar, Chad, and he thought it was great. What do you have to say to him about that?
That's cool. You'd let my guitar get stabbed?
Real fucking cool, you little tranny.
Nice.
He goes out with a 45-year-old mom who is a fucking hairdresser, and look at him. He's getting fat, and his hair looks like fucking a bob.
Doesn't the 42-year-old want you to get fat?
Yeah, she said it's good, bob. It's good if you get let your man get fat or something.
She's hot to trot, too. Weren't you trying to bang her
She
up?
Likes me, doesn't she want to fuck
that's
me?
That's why I don't bring her around.
Yeah, you're too fat. That's why I broke your phone last night, you faggot.
Yeah, I finally get a phone after 3 months.
You should have saw this little gay phone he pulled out, Chad.
He broke his phone and his guitar.
Yeah, and then we had him locked in the radio room, and bam, like, show him how serious you are. Take the fucking sword and start stabbing holes through the door. So I'm stabbing
so
holes.
He's locked in this radio room and no one's just stabbing holes through the door. Open the fucking door, Lotus. I'm gonna kill you.
Just because he was fucked up.
Just
because
he was playing Rob Thomas.
Yeah, he wouldn't stop. He was so fucking gay. You were the gayer, dude. You were gayer than a rainbow flag last
night,
man.
Rob Thomas makes me want to stab innocent people. So I'm with you on that.
Jesse Jez Margera is here. Wow.
And shit. Hiya. And shit goose. Jez, and Mohawk.
Jez, what are you promoting?
Promote?
Well, you gotta be here for
you
something.
You only come around when
I only come here like when it's like a talk show appearance.
Oh, I got a new company, man.
So what are you working on these days, Jess?
Bam has a new book out. Make sure you get that.
Why'd you name drop me?
What a hard way to change the subject.
Shitbirds is here, dude. Long time no Shitbirds. Where's your fucking mic, dude?
Oh.
He probably shoved up his ass.
Him and Lotus have to share.
Janie had it.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up? Is that, you know, me and Chad went to... Well, yeah, we went to Europe, and somehow your clothes wound up here, and I guess Boof did your laundry or something, so his clothes wound up in my room. Long story short, Novak is wearing your boxers right now.
I'll tell you why.
I fucking said Novak something about
sick
that today.
I will
is
tell
wearing
you why.
Your boxers right now.
I said I got to get to Bam's house and get my fucking clothes before Novak starts fucking walking around in Wendy O's shirt.
Let me tell you why. Yeah. I have Fruit of the Looms. Just like these briefs, and he gave me such a wedgie that they came apart, and the back went over like a collar. So I was walking around like that all night. Yeah. He ruined them and gave me these to put on. So fucking.
I don't mind that you're wearing them. I don't want
them
back,
Chad.
I don't feel like you know.
I'm
need
always
to
down for
give
a freebie.
Me them at all. I don't want them.
No washing machine is that good. Yeah.
You can have the rest of all my underwear that are left here. I just want my fucking t-shirt.
You're gonna have to find them because they're in my room, dude.
I will.
To he's surf turned, driving. I don't
one
know
of the reasons
yours.
I'm here.
He's turning this underwear into a
seat filter. That's the reason my Chad comes to get his clothes.
Dude, Novak's Hep C dick is all over your boxers right now.
Totally sick.
Dude, I did have it and I want to interfere on it. How many times do I tell you that?
All the tide in the world isn't going to fucking wash that out.
I should just start shooting bleach again because bleach cleans everything.
Dude, last night I got a present from this radio show in Finland and they gave me reindeer balls like in a package and like it's considered like a delicacy over there and it's like really expensive if you get them at a restaurant, so Alex, who's a chef, cooked up these reindeer balls and we all ate them. Like everybody who was here ate them. I think even Boof had one.
Yeah. It was Novak's wedding dinner.
Didn't Matt Dice eat a plate of like 37 bull balls?
Matt Dice and Hannah ate like bull balls in Texas. We stopped at that big Texan restaurant on the 4th.
Did they like it?
Didn't Dice just freak out on him and ate like 37?
Well, yeah, like Hannah ate a few and he was like, this is fucking disgusting. Dice just full on ate the whole plate like it was like chicken fingers.
Can I get a cheese cup with my bull balls?
It takes a lot of bulls, man. That's to make 37 separate nuts. What is that?
Yeah, that's a lot of 16. That's a lot of ball.
It's like 17.
Dude, it was so like rubbery. It was disgusting. But we poured all this Montreal seasoning all over it, so it was A-okay, I guess.
There's no kind of seasoning you can put on that shit to make it taste good.
We just loaded it up with like Old Bay.
But it doesn't help. It's going to taste like shit.
I don't like my seafood.
No. Snowhawk.
Yo.
So is this marriage official?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ordained, dude. That's, yeah.
happens. Yeah.
You're fucking married for like the third time I've done this.
You see me being father to a fucking 3-year-old? Yeah, it's fucking joy of my
Where's
life.
Where's the paperwork?
You didn't sign any papers, though.
Well, no,
I can just go down
but
the
But we have
that.
It on film, though.
No.
So that's kind of official.
We could probably make it hold up.
That bitch is not ever going to come around again.
What's her name again?
Jess.
What's your last name? Jess.
I have no clue. She put it in my fucking phone 20 times. I'll tell you her last name. Hold on.
Does she have any bull balls?
She had fucking big everything. Balls.
I don't even think I called her name when I was performing the wedding. I think I just called her drunk slut from the bar.
What her pussy looked like.
I don't know, but I ate the shit out of it. She had, dude, she had the kind of pussy you like, that big roast beef fucking lip hangers. You would have been in heaven, dude. You
Jesus.
Meat curtains.
Yeah, dude, you know how he likes the fucking big roast beef.
I walk in, this motherfucker's watching a porno with coffin. This coffin boy over here, he likes coffin porn.
Yeah. No, it's not true. I happened to get a whole bunch from Gina Lynn, and that was why.
I was looking at it to see what it was.
I turned
you
the TV
have to watch. Is what I do is I put in the porn. I watch the whole porno in fast motion, like full speed, like 16 times.
Somebody give
over,
a shovel.
So it goes super fast. So I pick out which scene I like the most. And you
what's happening to the coffin?
No, it was in fast motion. It was in fast motion.
No, you're lying.
When it's in fast motion, it means I'm watching it to see if I like it.
All I know is I pressed play on a DV player and I felt bad for this girl. Like, I really wanted to call the police and say someone's killing her because she had.
It's a little late.
It was probably. They buried in that coffin. She had a fucking leather suit on with. I don't know how. There was no zipper. I don't know how they got her in it. And it was just two holes, one in her mouth and one in her pussy, laying in a coffin. And two guys, one guy's jamming his dick down her throat. The other guy's jamming his dick down her pussy. She can't breathe. I don't even know if she's alive. I'm like, dude, somebody save this whore. Fuck, man. Even fucking pornos.
Are you ever going to call that girl again?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it right after this show.
What's up with the Wicked Witch of the West?
Fucking broom's on sale. She just bought one. Hopefully she's halfway to Wichita.
She's fucking all of Persia and Greece.
Good.
And Little Italy.
I love that.
Baltimore.
Mandy.
He just broke up with her.
That fucking bitch.
What happened?
She was good. I was hell. But she just we broke up on Christmas Day. My Christmas was miserable.
He broke up a bunch of times before. What's the difference?
This is for real different. Well, she sent me to jail not too long ago. I'm out on bail.
Why?
Trespassing in a house that I pay a mortgage on.
That doesn't make sense.
Your own house? She said you were trespassing?
But your name isn't on the
my
paper.
Because my credit's fucked.
You just give her the cash.
I pay fucking $1,200
that
a month.
That sucks.
And the lieutenant walks in, and it's 11:30 in the morning, and she goes to my phone and finds more numbers, so it's another George Foreman incident almost. So next thing I know, she's like, get the fuck out. I'm like, you get the fuck out. I'm paying. I mean, your name's on it. But so I call the police. I'm like, look, I can't get put out, can I? Like, I need at least 30 days, right? You get 30 days. They're like, yeah. So 2 minutes later, like, three cop cars come, and it happened to be the lieutenant, which was just fed up with me. And they come all the time because I'm always fucking causing problems. I'm a nuisance to the neighborhood. So long story short, he's like, you got 3 minutes to get out of here, son. I'm like, all right, that's fine. And I'm still asleep. So I go in, start flossing my teeth, brushing them, put the little strip on to make them white.
Really?
He's like, that's it. You're fucking going to jail.
You're just fucking with him?
I was just fucking with him, dude. I put the whitening strips on. I flossed. Dude, I did everything to annoy that pig possible. That's why I want you to become a cop, Lotus, because you pull me over, I'm just going to knock every one of your teeth right down your throat, you little fucking fairy.
Hannah told me this story that he lives in Coachville, which is like a shitbag neighborhood, and somebody got stabbed in his neighborhood, so they blocked off the fucking entrance, and he was like so tired that all he wanted to do was go to bed, so he just barred the fucking blockade.
What's up with Lotus wanting to be a police officer?
Lotus doesn't know what
he wants to be.
To
be a police officer.
He wants to be stuck.
Could you
in
take him seriously if he pulled you over?
I'd punch him in the fucking face and then piss on him. Dude, he's got a fucking button-up Harvard Yale Prepsi jacket on. His face weighs about 60 pounds in itself. Your hair hasn't been... You just look like fucking jealous.
And he's dating a hairdresser.
I know, and you date a hot-ass hairdresser. Why? What does she see in you?
You're jealous of me.
It's kind of like I wonder what...
You are jealous of his girlfriend.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Bring her around, pussy.
Does a husband know that you're banging her out?
Yeah.
What does he do about it?
Didn't he come after you with a gun?
Is he floozing around too?
Sure.
Apparently. It's sort of in the works right now, so.
Well, it's been in the works for a year. You've been working for like a year.
He's going to be a great provider for the family. He does nothing except sit around and watch TV all day. He can't even afford a fucking soda. How are you going to feed a fucking 16-year-old kid and pay a mortgage?
Oh, man.
What's your plan? Didn't he tell us he was looking for houses today or something?
Yeah.
He went house hunting.
He went house hunting.
What fucking money?
Let me see how much money you got on you right now.
Well, what's your budget like?
Wait. He's going to go look to buy a house with $0.
So how much are you looking to spend? Nothing.
Well, I mean, where do you work?
How much can you put down? Nothing.
Well, where do you work at?
Nowhere.
You're on a path to hell, man.
I'm trying to be a police officer.
Dude, all day, he's been trying to be a stupid pig for fucking 5 years now. You know what he did? He wakes up at 7 in the morning, drinks a beer, and lays on the floor and watches TV all day instead of studying for a goddamn test that he can't. I could probably pass that test.
I did take it.
7 a.m., he's sipping on a beer.
Yeah,
all day.
And he wants to be a cop. God fucking forbid.
So I took beer.
Unbelievable.
You have logic like a fucking monkey, dude. There's no Advil, so I drink a beer. Fucking like talking to a gorilla, man.
Gorilla logic.
Yeah, here we go.
He's just jealous.
Who?
You.
Of who?
You're jealous of Lotus.
Oh, yeah. Now you're fucking... That's a snowball chance in hell before that happens.
You want to hear Pete Doherty?
Big time.
Track 10?
This is the song you got married to last night. You
oh, yeah. I requested... Yeah.
That was dog smell.
Track 2.
This is my wedding song, guys. To some fucking heifer.
All right. How did you even get a hard on with her, man?
She started jerking me off and giving me a blowjob on the ride home. While she was driving, she was giving me a blowjob.
With the two girls in the back seat?
Yeah. And I was steering the wheel while she sucked my dick.
Jesus. All right, here we go. This one's for Novak because you just got married to a fucking minging ass dude.
So, Jess, whatever the fuck your last fat name is, hope you're listening.
It's Novak.
No, it's not.
It's now Novak.
No, it's not.
Well, Reverend Mohawk says it is, and we have it on film to prove it.
Who the fuck would take him serious as a reverend? He's got a humongous red mohawk on his head. I could be a minister. Just give me a fucking internet.
That's why it's not legal.
I know.
Give me an internet.
Someone give me an internet.
Give me an internet.
I'll be or someone give me.
I'll ordain you later.
Exactly.
An 8x10.
Print me an 8x10.
Pete Doherty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice try. You didn't light that, dude. He just held a lighter, tried to light a cigarette for the last.
You know how many times you lit your cigarette backwards last night? You dumbass. You wasted like a whole pack.
They're the Parliament lights, and it's dark, and you can't see.
Chad does that almost every night.
Thank you. Holler at Chad now. Tell Chad.
But they're not mine.
I have my. These are for mine.
Yeah, now they are, not last night. I went through a whole carton in fucking 2 days.
Because you were throwing packs around like it was Christmas.
Yes, because your floozies probably stole them.
They didn't even smoke.
It was Christmas.
Your floozies stole them.
It's old. Man.
You're hanging out track with bimbos stealing my cigarettes. Jesus Christ.
All right, Pete Doherty. Track 2, Radio
Pete
Band.
Doherty, I love you, Jesse.
Go buy Dream Seller the book.
Right, we'll come back. You can talk about it later.
I'd rather talk about it now.
Yeah.
Trousers on, you slap by that slapper.
Looks like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I gotta power. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, faction.
Wow, that's fucking long.
Radio Bam, Sears 28 Faction. Oh, shut the fuck up, Lotus.
What are you doing with your life, really?
Nothing really right now.
Does that make you happy, Blotus?
Blotus.
Well, is your stomach match your face fat? Let me see your stomach, fat fuck.
Why do you want to see my stomach?
To see if it matches that chunky ass face of yours.
I think you just want to look at my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
How much the SSD?
One pump?
It ain't happening, but I just want to know the price. Yeah. But what's the price?
$30.
Jeez, 30 bucks? Price,
you're a loser.
Worth more than that.
You're spoken by a true poet.
Yeah.
Spoken by a true poet.
Man, you're a loser. Poetry.
So, G, what worthless shit do you have to say today?
Fuck, I lost 30 bucks yesterday from you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, G insists that he could beat Novak in a race around the entire block from Kuma all the way to Fairman and around, basically one full city block.
Yeah.
So I have Novak go one way and I have G go the other way. And dude, you stopped at the very end. You probably
he says
won.
Probably he could. Says first he says a cat got in his way. Then he said a skater started talking to him.
A skater trying to
about photos.
He's hauling ass down the fucking street. How's a skater gonna try to talk to him? And it's then, such a bald faced lie.
And then the cherry on the cake is a car almost hit him.
But you guys
while
went
running in an alley and
the
on a
same
sidewalk.
Alley you went down and you yeah. didn't get stopped by a taxi cab.
How come you didn't see this?
It came from the other way.
I see Novak coming down the street. I look around the corner. G's just walking down the street.
Dude, we passed each other. I'm like, fuck you, fat fuck.
And I'm walking
down.
Like, fuck you. I hope you get hit by a car.
What, on the midway?
Yeah.
As we're crossing the alley.
It's so funny.
Fuck you, fat.
You know what's sad? You're fat and you're bigger than me and my dick is bigger than you saw, so I guarantee it's bigger hard and, well, it's...
It is. We had a hard off, man.
I'll rematch it, dude.
All right.
What's that going to
I was just wrong. I wasn't fully hard. I was not fully hard.
Tell it to someone who cares and might believe you're lying.
I do care. I want to know. All you right, think, you say that? You're always up to these rematches.
I know. You always got to rematch.
You
want to
rematch a race? You want to rematch a hard off?
I want to rematch a race.
You want to rematch the race?
Yeah.
Dude, what makes week. You think that you're going to win this
I know.
Time?
You lost last time.
I got to fucking train a little more.
That'll never happen.
like G's going to be down there at the gym.
Most training he gets is down on the fucking pizza delivery guy on the phone. That's the most workout he gets, fucking down on the pizza delivery service.
You had no problem down the pizza man last night, huh?
Yeah, and I fucking weigh 125, no, maybe 140.
Hey,
what do you weigh, 280?
Tim.
Don't change the subject, fat fuck.
You kick his ass? I'm pretty pissed off right now.
G's pissed off.
Tim,
so Tim
stay
gonna,
over there.
Tim's going to kick his
no,
ass.
No, he's not.
Oh! Oh!
All right.
Come on.
All right, that's good enough.
He's beating Novak up.
You're a fucking dead man.
Go get my money.
What if Lotus just did what Tim White did?
I would go out and get that sword and put it right through his fucking fat face. Because just think about it. If I cut half of your face off, you'd be they'd have to sew it and you'd be skinnier. You wouldn't have to work out.
Novak logic.
Let me chop off one of like both your cheeks so then you have a thinner face. Fucking man.
You're never going to be the man I am.
I pray to God.
Wait, remember he said, you don't know the people that I know.
Yeah. Who the fuck
so
do
what?
You know? I don't know. Why would I even want to know your people? Wow. What, do you want me to go house hunting with you with $0, you idiot? That's
you chased him around with a sword for literally 1 hour.
You made
right before you got married.
I think there's footage of that, isn't there?
Wait, do you have the footage? Oh.
Do we have the footage?
Wait a minute.
PCP.
Okay. So,
yeah.
My uncles show up. They're from Marcus Hook, which is not a good neighborhood.
This is way before New Year's.
And, they like this thing called PCP, which is basically formaldehyde that you dip in a cigarette or something. I don't know.
I've never
but that's
tried
what they
that
do.
Shit.
They do it all day long. And their buddy was so goddamn bonkers. Here we go. We filmed it. He actually has a tattoo that says Fat Man on his belly, like all big. Here we go.
I'm having fun. You missed it. We waited and waited and waited.
All right, now this guy is like zooted on like God
some
knows what.
Work. I had a job before I got the axe, though.
You hired him.
And you gotta realize.
We'll be back, sir. And you gonna meet us?
He's licking his lips.
Shut up.
You gonna meet us?
Now his tongue is going all over the place right now.
We're having fun. We'll be back when we get back.
We'll be back when we get back.
There's another really good line coming
like
up.
Two or more, I think.
Huh? Hey, come here. How the hell are you gonna get here? What do we got, a guy again? Huh? You can come here, because I wanna come. Huh?
And
What is he wearing right now?
He's wearing chainmail.
If you only see me now, you'll see me later.
There's another one too, I think.
Huh? Where you at? Where you at? You were supposed to be here, baby. Where you at?
I'm sure she's a looker.
Huh? Come on, Lisa.
I'm sure she's a dime piece.
Oh, something
special, ain't it?
It's time to meet me, baby. Meet me once, you're going to meet me twice.
That's it, that's the one.
Storm's on.
You meet me once, you're going to meet me twice.
The storm's
on. Meet me once, you're going to meet me twice. Meet me, baby. You met me once, you're going to meet me twice. Three times, the storm's on.
Three times, the storm's on.
What? Where is this logic coming from?
Marcus Hook logic.
Jesus. So, yeah, that's Bam's family, some of them.
Well, sort of. He was
like part of it.
I'll post a photo up of what he looks like. It's insane.
Oh yeah, actually, do some
work. Rocking chainmail. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna do some work.
Oh, yeah. Gil, oh my God, everyone, she's working. What do you know?
I'm doing uploading.
No,
I'll do it. I mean, I'll do it.
I'll
upload it later.
Find me an internet.
Well, I can't do it now.
Why? Too lazy as usual.
No one's gonna see it right now.
Cam, you're gonna have to do everything today. G's got to upload.
You kept telling Allie, well, first of all, her name is Allie Akuma, and you kept calling her Val.
You're like, yo, Val! You're all Misty Madge, bitch? Well, read me the future. Get those tarot cards. Read me the future, bitch. Come here, Val.
And who was the other guy?
Flip Jackson?
No. Then I asked you a question. I said, would you rather bang Mel Gibson or somebody else? And you go,
oh, I'd fuck Mel Jackson in a heartbeat.
You kept saying Mel Jackson. Yeah.
There's because
Gib Melson.
Mel Jackson.
Mel Jackson. I couldn't get it right to save my life, man. And I was just drinking tea. I was sober as fucking day.
You were drinking tea with three cups of honey.
Three cups. Like, no, bowls of honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bowls. I don't like tea.
I like honey.
Why didn't pour the tea into the honey?
Just shut up.
Dude, you did a line of Pop Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you did a whole thing of Pop Rocks. You snorted the whole thing for a measly $28.
Dude, my ears.
Would you drink a Coke after that?
Nah, but I was trying to sniff these goddamn fucking red Pop Rocks. They're going up my nose, popping as they go.
Brilliant.
And then they get like around my ear, and I just hear pop, 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 pop inside my head for like 40 minutes.
Then your floozy wife did it too.
Yeah, she's such a good girl. She gave me all the money. She didn't even want half of it.
Who was the fat girl's Pop Rocks?
Probably. She probably had a whole grocery bag in her fucking car.
Now that chick owes me $100.
Yeah. She'll give it to you.
You know, you explode if you drink a Coke after
She'll
that.
Fuck you, too. She's about your weight, fat boy.
She took half your debt.
Look, what's she about Tim's weight? Stand up, Tim.
Yeah.
255.
That's what she was.
I'm sexy fat. I ate a 255 pound asshole out last night. Someone fucking.
Did you like it at the time?
Oh, at the time, I was loving it, man.
Would you do it right now?
Pay off your debt.
No.
Come have dessert.
And then I was fucking, dude, I swear, I mean, this pussy was right up your alley. The lips hung like this.
Yeah, but the way she
did her, how does that happen?
Did her pussy foam up after a while, though? Like, did you get it to a foam, like all froth?
It was dark.
What?
Oh,
my God.
Ew, who are you fucking?
Just eat it until it looks like Cool Whip down there.
Ew. What do you think about your ex-girlfriend, the fucking deer hunter?
Did you ever bang her out with antlers on?
God, and some fucking camouflage face paint. Put some camouflage face paint on.
Full camo hunter outfit with the pussy cut
out. That's just sex game. That's just sex games. Now usually they play like doctor and shit. They play hunters in the house. You know what I mean? With BB guns. Face paint ball, and shit. Ball, yeah.
Like David Lee Roth.
Man. Feathers. I thought I slept with some fucking losers.
Hey, Shipper, do you want to get in the bath with me? No, I already got a bath the other day. Come on, come in the bath with me. No, I'm still mad about that DUI I got like a year ago. Like, you're just trying to dodge it.
The phone bill's going to be here in a couple days. I mean, jeez, so much shit.
The phone bill's going to be here in a couple days.
Like, just trying any excuse to not get in the bath with her.
You couldn't even fit. You lived in an apartment. You couldn't even fit in a bathtub with her.
Yeah, we didn't have a bathtub. Why'd she always say get in the tub then?
That was the cue. That's what you told me.
I heard it too. I was...
The cue to fuck was come in the bath.
Well, you gotta get it clean if we're gonna eat it.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> Everybody's like, burr.
I'm the Jess.
Yeah, what happened to Jess right there?
He already plugged company, man.
No, I can see it from here. He's slugging a Yingling in the kitchen.
Oh, he plugged his company band. Now he's out
of here. Yeah, yeah, get the new company band. Check out that Bam's new book. And he left.
I know.
All right, let's play this song here.
Yeah.
This is a band called Deadzy.
No, not that band.
I like that, yeah.
Isn't that Cher's son?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
The singer is...
Yeah.
Chaz? What's your opinion?
I don't know the name, but
man,
that's what it is. The Allman Brothers
it's
kid.
It's Pretty Boy shit from 1997, right?
No, it's like goth...
Is it new?
...stuff that I like.
It's not new. It's from 97.
No, yeah, it's from 07.
Jesus. All right. There we go.
Daddy Radio Bam, she's going to be affecting...
68 packs.
Baby.
All right, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam, she's doing your faction.
Serious faction.
Sam, I love the reading material in your bathroom. It's just like popular science, and then as soon as you lift that up, it's just like Hustler, and then it's like House and Home, and then it goes right to like Club.
Leg sex. Leg, I think there's a leg sex in there.
Interior decorating. And
I don't know.
Pussy.
You know.
So, in the past 3 days that Novak has been here, he's been woken up by
every
my
morning.
Dick pissing on his face.
I just 5 minutes.
Which just
the
happened
radio
5 minutes.
He pissed in my ear, so went down my eardrum.
Where did it start with?
It started with
first
flower. Yeah, he was so into writing. He was
dude,
like,
I've had a writer's block for like 4 months. Can't write shit, and finally I get it, and I'm like 2 paragraphs ahead of what I'm writing. Like I'm on point. Back in fucking writer's block, thanks to you, asshole.
I come up with a, like literally a gallon bucket of flour, and I just dump it all over his head.
All over my
fallen footage.
Then
dude,
he falls asleep on this couch right here, and I just pour another gallon of sugar all over him. Took
then,
so long to clean
then,
up.
Oh, and then I try to hide from him, so I go in the floor to sleep.
Then he goes into the turret, and I pour all this kitty food all over him.
We were searching for him all morning. We thought he left the night before. I go in the turret room. All I see is a blanket. I'm like, oh, he's not here. I turn around, and I just hear... Big an ass farting in his sleep.
Dude, I looked in that turret like 3 times and I couldn't see anything.
I'm
like,
that's
the only way
he's
I knew
not
he was
here.
There,
he went somewhere with somebody.
I try to hide from him as best as possible, man. he knows all my hiding spots now.
He's making dude dough in his ass crack all night long.
Dude dough.
I'm going to wake you up with defibrillators next.
You could die. I did want to do that, but my mother said you could die from that.
It's the dick fibrillator.
Well, I'll put it on a low voltage.
Shut the fuck. You
shut the fuck up.
Fucking gorilla logic, Jess. I'll put it on a low dose. Any way it wakes you up, you could die from. My mother's worked in a hospital for 40 years. She said, do not do that stunt. You could die very easily.
What if it's on the low voltage?
Yeah, right.
It's still a defibrillator. You're not supposed to do that unless you're having a heart attack and your heart's not beating.
Well, go try to have a heart attack then.
Yeah,
so
right
you use a defibrillator.
No, that's like a big speedball. You got any coke and dope?
Oh, yeah. It's right in the back room there.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think healthy here, Bam. You're trying to think bad news.
Bam, I'm trying to think healthy. And what I want to do is sip on this beer and think about how I'm going to do a speedball.
So I can have a heart attack so I can let you defibrillate me back to life. All because Bam wants it.
Dude. Print all these higher views.
Take me out to the bars tonight and we'll go eat and I'll just start passing out.
Everybody who you owe money to.
Hey, Tim, I got you $200. So give me a pen.
Yeah, let me get a cigarette and then just write like a 50 cent IOU.
I'm writing my first IOU right now.
When are you going to pay him, though?
This is the payment. Hold on, Tim. Your $200 is coming.
I'm going to kick your ass every day.
Yeah, I'll hide from you.
Shoot him in a fucking
I got a good attorney.
Now, that's a Brandon Novak IOU. That's as good as gold.
Bill Butler.
I'll call Bill right now.
You're trying
now
to tear a napkin, and it's fucking impossible.
I know, dude.
For you.
Like, come on.
Because I'm making
you're
sure
you're so fucking
fucking
weak, you can't rip a fucking napkin in half.
What, you want to fight, Chad?
Maybe. Why not?
You couldn't fight your way out.
Won't take long.
Wet paper bag, dude.
You could just blow on me, and I'd fucking get knocked out.
I love how you
you're going to have to pay for that.
You don't even try to fight back.
But, dude, beating up Novak.
Yeah,
totally pointless because
I'll sue you.
It's not going to do anything. He's just going to do it right afterwards.
I got the best attorney in Maryland, and if it's a friend, I'm not going to sue him. But if it's anyone that has anything, I will own it. So I hope I get beat up by someone with something.
With Novak, after about the fourth hit,
you
start feeling
name,
bad.
Tim?
White.
Oh, okay. Opposite of black.
Right.
That's good.
Good logic.
Yeah.
Did you go to school?
Ebony.
Where'd you learn that?
Ghostwriter.
What are you writing, dude? An IOU?
Yo, Val, read
you
me the future,
that?
Bitch.
Tim White, I owe you $200. Pass this to Tim.
You have the documentation now.
Why do you owe him $200?
Drugs. Spade's a spade.
Looks like we'll have to beep out his last name now.
Yeah, fuck that. No way. Hey, not blackmailing you, bitch.
White mail.
White mail.
The cops are just taking notes right now.
Man, dude, no matter how much deodorant I put on, man, it doesn't
hand me the internet. I'm going to look
that
shit up.
Bloaters is taking notes.
What? It's fucking no life career?
What do we play?
What are you going to do with yourself tonight, Bloaters?
What's his plan?
Yeah,
can you pass him that mic?
Pass idiot boy the mic. Let's hear how stupid he sounds.
I'm going to finish this hurricane.
That's a great start.
Are we in New Orleans right now?
That's a great start to becoming a cop. Finish his 40 ounce. Okay, now what?
And then
he wants to be a cop. He's hammering on the 40 ounce.
He's got a goddamn fucking, what are those police scanners in his book bag out there? He wants to be one so bad.
I use that for New Year's.
You use it because you're a fucking homo with no life and too much time on your hands.
You're not going
to
try to arrest me, are you?
Nah.
Cool.
Dude, would you ever let that little fuck arrest you?
I'd break him in half.
Me too. I want to become a cop so I can fuck
you. Whatever you do is wrong.
I don't like cops.
Anything
I don't care.
You do is wrong.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You have piss in your ear. What you do is wrong.
So it was right for you to do that. So you do everything right.
How do you know that I did it?
Because you're the only one that would do it. Chad wouldn't do it. Fucking none of these guys would do it.
Not like we wouldn't like to.
Maybe Tim might do it. Bloaters, I'd love for you to do it so I can fucking show
I'll do
you.
It.
I'll let
what
you
exactly
do it.
What would you do if Bloaters did it?
I would full reenactment last night, but I'd make sure you get blood this time with that sword. So go ahead, Bloaters, come piss on me, please. I'm begging you.
I don't have to pee right now.
Oh, what a pussy.
Whatever you have, you do it.
All right, let's play the Muse right
it's
now.
Not worth my
Starlight. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio Bam 220 Faction.
Dream Seller.
Shut up.
Far away, the ship is taking me far away, far away.
faction.
Yeah. No, shut the fuck up, ladies. Yeah.
What are you thinking about now, idiot?
How much of a faggot you are.
Well, who got pussy last night and who played an acoustic guitar in a corner by himself?
Actually, well, you were
Rob
on
Thomas,
top.
No less.
Dude, I was. Yeah, remember when I started to fuck her on top of Lotus while I serenaded
and I'm playing Rob Thomas.
I had him fucking playing Rob Thomas to be.
I was playing Rob Thomas
on an acoustic on the couch over there.
I make the fucking heifer lay on top of him. I pour pants down, put the condom on.
White ass.
I start to stick my dick on her while he's fucking serenading faggot Rob Thomas to me.
But then she saw like
eight four cameras. I can't do it. So then she goes upstairs and put it. Dude, I could barely even fit that bad in that shower with her, man. It's so fucking bad, dude.
Why did you pick that shower?
She wanted to get a shower.
Like, that shower's like built for the 70s. Like, that one's
Do
nicer.
Do you think I would want to show that bitch anything of a good time? I'd let her shower in a fucking outhouse. I didn't care less if she thinks it's nice.
Why didn't you take her in the hot tub?
I should have made her roll around in the snow.
You should have put her in the hot tub, which is empty.
Novak has no fucking filter at all, man.
Dude, he threw his morals out the window when he was 13, and he doesn't care
about
anything.
Dude, if I die tomorrow, why would I want to be a nice fucking choir boy every day of my life? I'd be bored my whole life. If I die tomorrow, I'm going to be I'll have the best memories in the world.
I love how there's...
You might die quicker.
A 300-pound fat bitch is a good memory.
The whole thing.
That you married.
Yeah, it was funny. It's making me laugh.
Remember it.
You know, like there's some things you think, but you would never ever say it. He does.
I know. he hasn't seen Lotus in like 5 months.
Lotus, man, you're looking fucking fat right now. What the fuck?
Don't beat around the bush.
We were eating lunch today, man. It's like, try not to beat around the bush too much, man. You just beat around the bush.
You talk in circles, and you don't get the point across, dude.
Dude, you should have saw how mad he got today. We went to this fucking little weird place to eat, and there was this guy sandpapering this wall, and I've never seen him get so angry.
Because there's two things that drive me fucking nuts, and it's vacuum cleaners and people sanding shit. So,
they're like,
right, dude, Boof was when I Blaine broke my foot in three different spots, so I was like taking Vicodin to, and it made me like,
oh, it makes me so
it makes me angry already. Yeah, yeah. And Boof's fucking sitting there, I'm just like I couldn't take it anymore. So same thing happened today at Centerville Cafe. This dude is just fucking
right
standing
behind
in
our
his
table.
Door,
right behind,
and we
the
can't
table.
Even like have a simple nice meal sitting there. We're just hanging out. This guy. The whole
non-stop.
Time. And I'm just like staring at him like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. Like, don't you know how annoying
place,
that is right now?
The place is as big as this room.
Why didn't you leave?
Because you get nowhere
you couldn't
to go.
Go anywhere. Oh. And it's cold out.
Come on, Chad, bundle up.
What are we gonna do? Take our Centerville Cafe meal and take it to Buckley's Tavern? No.
Well, you already got your food.
Right.
I wasn't listening.
I only got 3 deviled eggs and a bite of his chicken. And
who
I ate
the
your
fuck
pickle.
Orders deviled eggs and
they're
sells
good over there.
Who the fuck do you order deviled eggs at?
They're good over there.
Oh, that place?
What makes them so good?
Sandpaper.
The way they make
eggs.
Them.
I bet you I can make them just as good. Yeah.
What have you...
It's an egg.
You don't know how to cook
half
anything.
A hard-boiled egg with, like, the whole yolk
the
with paprika on it.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
Who the fuck could deviled. Make that? A blind man.
You make it, then. I want you to make it
and
today.
And mustard.
All right.
I want to see
mustard.
You make a deviled egg. Because you
like
fucking
it.
Can't.
When I feel like it, I will.
You
it's
can't
on,
even make
bone.
Cereal, probably.
Oh, yeah, it's a tough one.
It's on.
I don't even eat your cereal. Yeah,
Jess doesn't even know how to make SpaghettiOs.
Are you serious?
I know how to make everything now.
Yeah, now.
How do you not?
Fucking, he puts like a whole half gallon of water in the spaghetti. I'm like, what are you
doing? Because you know in like Campbell's soup, you have to add water, so I thought it was like that.
Man, that fucking accent really did fuck his brain up, man.
He's talking about when I was 14.
You've been fucked up. You came out of your mouth with pussy path with a helmet on, didn't you?
Helmet on.
Sorry.
Oh, was that the bell of time to go?
Yep.
Fuck.
What are we going to end this with?
Whatever you want.
Buy drinks out of the
bell. You know what? I've been doing it every week, and I'm going to continue it because this song is fucking salsam. Ella Bandita.
Yeah.
History repeats itself. Radio Bam, Series 28, Function.
Bye,
don't have
later.
CD.
Huh?
Give me the fucking CD.
Don't you have it on your fucking iPod?
No, you
get
fucking gave my CD
okay.
away.
What's up,
you have it on your iPod.
It's in your Hummer.
Making this happen, and my buddy Patrick.
Who's talking?
Mike? Jackson.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Man.
Mike, my neighbor's giving a shout out right now. Go ahead.
Shout out to my wife Karen. Thanks for making this possible.
Oh yeah, babe.
And my buddy Patrick out in Jacksonville.
Oh yeah,
Karen. I'll see you later when he's working.
Fuck, we don't have that. Well, you could edit it in later.
I cannot. Give me the CD.
He wants it now.
It's in the Hummer. Then go get it.
He'll need it.
I mean, go get it. As soon as you owe me that buck.
I gave it to you. I just gave you a dollar. You go get the goddamn CD.
You go get it.
I don't got shoes on.
Neither do I.
Well, someone who has shoes on has to get it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I gotta get my clothes, dude.
Go get it. I'm uploading.
I don't need the underwear, dude.
You got any more underwear like these?
I probably do. Look through Bam's drawer, dude. How do you know they're mine and not yours?
Because I don't wear boxers.
Yeah, you do. No, these.
What do you wear?
Nothing.
It's been cold out lately, though. I always wear nothing, but since this weather, man.
So why do you have an underwear drawer?
I know.
I don't know. Who put them in there? They're yours.
They're the only pair in there.
I don't know what shit is
everything
yours.
Whose other fucking underwear are in there? Probably all mine,
your
right?
Fucking silky-ass fucking homo boxers are in there, too.
It's my mother for Christmas one year got me silk boxers. That's graphics
fucked
on,
like, up.
Dude, it's so like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, like fucking Fleeto with blow-drying his hair with fucking 12 pounds of mousse can come down with these fucking unboxers.
They're all so shiny.
I can't
silver.
Even sit on a chair without sliding off of them. So slippery. I saw him come walking down the day. I'm like, where the fuck did you get that? He's like, they're yours, you idiot. I'm like, such an idiot.
You walked down in Novak's underwear?
Yeah, because, yeah.
We fucked the night before, so I just get money.
Yeah, all right. Radio Bam.
Ella Bandita.
Bye, give me the fucking CD.
But you can edit this.
All right, bye.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.